a few minutes and brag on Jesus and talk about the Lord and use his word. My words are not important. His words are. And as I've already prayed before, I pray that there's less of me and more of God in me today. So you pray that too. So, and if I was to title this, I would say the takes, T-A-K-E-S, for believers. Are you taking what's yours? Are you taking what God has given each one of us? That's the question today. And so I already read it once, but I'm going to read it again. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in New King James says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. For my yoke, and I'm not talking about an egg yoke, talking about a different yoke, is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28, 30. And that is Jesus himself speaking to you and to me. Amen? And what I get out of that verse is learning to stay still. That is the hardest thing to do. If I was to tell you all to close your eyes and raise your hand when you think a minute has passed, you all probably would put your hands up in 30 seconds. Because time is, we think it goes by fast, but that you can't ever get that minute back. That minute we just had, we won't get that back. And learning to stay still, knowing and finding your purpose. Isn't that what God wants us to do? He's called each one of us. And when I've been up here before, God has laid on my heart to remind you about what your position is in Christ. You have a position in Christ. You have that position. God gave you that through his son dying on a cross, for his son raising from the dead, for his son seated at the right hand of God. And everything that he did, he said that we would do, and even greater things. And we can't do greater things if we don't have a position, right? And so the enemy, he's cunning, and he likes to take away our position, make us feel not so positioned. But I'm here today to remind you that you are a king's kid. You are a royal priesthood. We are children of the mighty king, the high priest. Amen? So learning to stay still, knowing and finding your purpose. Every day, actually, I should ask, if you have your cell phone, raise it up. Raise it up. Hold it up. Raise your cell phone. Yep. I should say, hold your hand up if you don't have a cell phone. I mean, do not have a cell phone, period. Anybody? Okay, so do you see what I'm saying? Listen to this. Every day we are drowned by emails, Facebook messages, Snapchats, and tweets. I don't even know how to tweet. And I found out that our church has a tweet. Did you know that? We have that. I have no idea who's doing that for us, but Fred, did you know that we have that? That we have a Facebook? We have a, what is it? Twitter. And what else? A what? Snapchat? Instagram. I don't know how to do those things. Whatever. Every day we are drowned out by emails. And by the way, I'm telling on my daughter. She showed me something on her phone the other day, and I saw that she had 11,685 emails. 11,000. Who does that? Oh, my goodness. So every day we are drowned. Have you ever felt like drowning in the water? Okay. We are drowned by emails, Facebook messages, Snapchats, and tweets. We are consumed by a man-made parallel world that's taking up our lives. How many hours a day is that taking up your life? Amen? Never really gave it much thought, huh? It's just part of life now. But it takes up our lives. We choose to spend our valuable time on a world that isn't even real. That isn't even real. Follow this. The situation is even worse with teenagers. And I can vouch for that because I was in Memphis with my grandkids and they're on their phones constantly, Snapchatting and all these things. And they say on an average, I found this, 9 hours a day. Teenagers, how many are you on it a day playing games? In fact, I found someone playing solitaire just this morning here. So, and I'm not saying that's wrong because games are fun. They really are. Right? Ooh, it's quiet in the house. So I say that to say this. We are becoming a generation being enslaved. What does enslaved mean? By technology, and our identities are defined by a non-existent parallel world. Sad to say that we have forgotten who we are, and even worse than that, who owns us or whose we are. If you're a child of God, ouch. Instead of focusing on fulfilling God's purpose for our lives, we obsess about creating an Instagram. And I literally watched that this weekend, last weekend, meltdown. It was so important for her to get her Instagram done that she missed out on something that was really precious. So we are a generation being enslaved by technology, and our identities are defined by non-existent parallel worlds. Sad to say that we have forgotten who we are, or worse, whose we are. Instead of focusing on fulfilling God's purpose for our life, we obsess about creating an Instagram. We choose shallow over grounded, or maybe it's virtual over presence, the presence of God. Facebook friends, this is sad for me, Facebook friends over people who are right next to you. We choose to be on our phones and do Facebook rather than visit with the person across from us. And I don't know about you, but I like to watch people. I'm a people watcher. And especially in restaurants. And so Shane and I play a game now. We try and decide. They're all doing their phones or something. Nobody's visiting anymore. It broke my heart. God said, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Play the game with me. Look and watch what I do. Follow me. Play a game with Jesus. Amen. Finding your purpose takes faith. Finding your purpose, you have to be in the presence of God to find your purpose. And we have to learn to be still. Those are the three things today. Faith, the presence of God, and stillness. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. That's in Hebrews 11. One, it says, faith is the evidence of, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what I wrote here is, if faith is unseen, but still evident, faith must be based on other senses. How many of you remember your five senses, feeling, all of those your senses, including listening? Do you know that blind people are known to have an acute sense of hearing because their brain has an innate capacity of recognizing itself? Researchers have shown that parts of the human brain, normally on their own, dedicated to the vision, when the vision is taken away, it automatically goes and it improves their hearing. On its own, God did that. Amen? That's amazing. What would happen if you and me became blind for one day to social media? That means turning off our phone for one day. I'm saying forever, but what would happen if you and me became blind to social media and developed an acute sense of God's voice of reality? Really listening and tuning into the Lord for a day. It's a challenge. What would happen if you and me became blind to social media and developed an acute sense of God's voice of reality? Do you want to understand God's purpose for your life? Take a break with Him and learn from Him. Take the time to be present where you are today. Take the time to fully listen to people around you. Notice new details in old things that you do. I was walking out in my driveway, and I always walk by my bushes. Who doesn't? You walk by all your stuff in your yard. Pretty soon it just becomes normal. You don't even really look anymore. Well, I was walking out there the other day and I noticed there was a screwdriver right along my roses stuck in the grass, sticking up like a little flag. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange. Why would a screwdriver be? And then I thought, aha, I forgot where he left his screwdriver. So I'm waiting for the day. The pastor says, where's my screwdriver? And we say, it's out in the front yard over by the rose bush. Oh, I did. It's out by the rose bush in the front by the mailbox. It even has the red handle. The red handle, which is the special ones that we're not supposed to touch. So, so if you don't understand your purpose for this life, or you're questioning the Lord today, or you're trying to figure out, why am I here? I hear teenagers ask me that, why am I here? All I hear is gloom and doom. And I say, well, what are you listening to? My phone. I say, there you go. That's it. Turn it off. Change. I challenged my husband. He loved Facebook, and I'm so proud of him. He stopped Facebook, kind of. There's this little word called Messenger that's connected to Facebook. I didn't know that, but there is, for those of you who don't know. So, anyway, I'm getting off the subject. But do you want to understand God's purpose for our lives? Then I tell you today, listen to this scripture. Take a break with God. Take a break with this word. And learn from Him. That's what He's saying. Take the time to be present where you are today. Are you present here right now with me? Or are you thinking about the roast in the oven? Or are you thinking about, man, I wish she'd hurry up? Or are you thinking, man, she's so mundane. Get on with it. Pastor was so funny. You know, different things like that. Are you here in the present with me? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the Holy Spirit wants to touch your heart today. So I implore you to take the time to be present where you are today. Be in the moment with who you're with. Listen to who you're talking to. Not just talk, but listen. Learn to see the things that God wants us to see and do the things God wants us to do and move the way God does. And at the beginning, I was talking to you about walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. The rhythm is the drummer, the bass. That's the rhythms of God. That's what this is saying. Learn to walk with me in my rhythms. And I kind of see the Lord taking us in His arms and we're dancing with Him. The rhythms of God. That's what it's saying. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely. 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 Amen? Wow. Do you want to understand God's purpose? So take a break with Him and be still. I believe that God also gives you talents and passions for a reason. Those passions that you have, what makes you happy? I was asked one time, what do you do just for you, Tam? I mean, your whole life is your family and church. And they said, what do you like to do just for you? What's that thing that just makes you happy? And honestly, the first time when I was asked that, I couldn't think of anything that makes me happy because they're right. My whole life is my family and church. And when I even go on vacation, I've got God with me. So I prayed about that and I asked the Lord, I believe God gives you talents and passions for a reason. He wants to reveal His purpose for your life through the things that we love to do. And I'm a child magnet. I am a child magnet. I know that. God gave me that. In the store, kids just look at me, smile at me, follow me around. It's like, oh. And so God gave me that passion for children. So that would probably be my reason. That would be the one. I believe God gave me that. And my talents is, I believe that my talent is I'm a discernment, and that I process in a way where others probably are quick to do. I kind of slow to wait kind of thing. Have you ever asked yourself that? What is it that you enjoy to do on your own? Just something, just self-care for you. Because if you can't answer that, then you need to. You need to know what God's wired you, how He's done what He's done to you, because He's got something for you that I will never be able to do, and vice versa. Amen? So take the time to get to know the Lord, and the Lord will have time for you. Amen? Okay, onward through the fog. The word yoke. Take my yoke upon you. Verse 29 says, I take my yoke upon you. This is a command. Do you know that? It's a command from the Lord. Matthew 11:29, Matthew 11:28, Matthew 11:30, all are commands. And it's the first one is take my yoke. Well, what is a yoke? Well, I looked it up. This is what a yoke is. A yoke is a wooden cross piece that is fastened over the neck, and it says here for two animals, and attaches itself so that they can pull something together. And so I went even deeper into what a yoke is, Y-O-K-E, and a woke is this, to bring into close relationship, to connect, to link, and even to unite. So what I'm reading in this message here, take my yoke upon you, what Jesus is really saying is, here, yoke yourself to me, unite with me, let's do this together. I wish I had a picture to show you, but two oxen who have a yoke on them, one oxen can maybe pull his weight. Two oxen can pull 10 times their weight because they're buddies. Can you imagine if Jesus and you were yoked, what you could do? Impossible things. It's amazing. So a yoke is to bring into close relationship or to connect or to link or to unite. And Jesus is saying, take my yoke or unite upon me, upon you. In other words, reconnect together. The second part of it is it says, come unto me. That also is a commandment. Come unto me. He's asking you to come to him. Run into him. Let him hug you. Close your eyes and just envision yourself crawling up on his lap. And just letting him love you. Just enjoying the day with him. You try that, I guarantee you the phone's going to ring or a kid's going to cry or the door's going to knock or something. Because every time you try to do, set up a time to do something for God, something else will distract. And you just have to pass by the distractions and come to him. Amen? And that's a command that he's asking us. I'm so glad that he's asking us to do that because that's an open door. Okay? And then the third part of it is learn of me. That's also a command. Learn of him. How do you learn of him? How did you learn the things you know? How did you know how to drink and eat? How do you know how to sit on a chair for the first time? Little children, they get up and they pull the chair to get up to stand on a chair and the chair's holding them. They don't even think to get on the chair for a while, do they? They just hold something to walk and then they let go. Oh, wow, this is cool. I can walk without the chair. And then they start to stand up straighter. And then they let, you know, that's how God wants us to do. He wants us to learn of him. Amen? Amen. So I've written down some scriptures today about it. And we've already done take the yoke of Christ. It's Matthew 11:29. So the second one, the takes. Going back to the yoke, take the yoke of Christ. I want to tell you today and share with you the things that the Lord laid on my heart through the Holy Spirit. What are those yokes that he wants us to bind together with him? Okay? The first one was the yoke of Christ. Of course, we need to yoke to him, right? The second one is it says to take your cross daily. Take up the cross daily. We always say take up the cross, but he wants us to take up the cross daily. Daily. What does daily mean? All the time. Daily. Luke 9:23. And then take no thought for your life. Matthew 6:25. Take no thought for your life. And also in Revelation 14:13. Jeannie, did you do any of those at all? No? They're just the things? That's all right. In Revelation chapter 4. Can you get that, please? Revelation 14:13. Take no thought for your life. That's a real important one. You know why? I'll share with you. First and foremost, this is not our home. If you didn't know that, you are a spiritual being in a human's body just occupying this because one day this body is going to go back into the ground and our spirits are going to go be with the Lord. Do you understand that? Do you not understand that? If you're a believer in Christ, that is a fact. We are not human beings trying to become spiritual. If you've asked the Lord in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit in you. Therefore, you are a spiritual being. And not only that, but you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. In other words, the Holy Ghost lives inside of us. Amen? I just want you to understand your position in Christ. I know it doesn't make sense to the human person because they don't understand the word. It says that it even confounds the wise. And I have to laugh because it really does. I'm around people and they don't understand why I believe what I believe. And so when I start sharing with them this and they're going, that makes sense. But just reading it on their own, they don't understand. Why? Because they're not spirit beings. We are. And we have a hope and a promise one day that God is going to come get us. And the ones who have already gone and died, they are already there waiting for us. That's our hope. Amen? And so the Bible says many times, take no thought. Did you find Revelation? Take no thought for your life. Because if you're resting in the Lord and you're coming to Him and you're learning of Him, He's already got your life taken care of. He knows every hair on your head. These are scriptures. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about you. He even knew you before you were even born. He even knew you even before you were even a molecule. I don't know what it is. You're out in space, whatever. He knows you. And He created you. And not only did He create you, He created you individually for such a time as this in this season of time. And because of that, He wants you to surrender your whole life to Him and trust Him. Unrhythm the rhythms of the Lord, just to dance with Him, just to trust Him with your life. Take no thought in your life. And in Revelation 14, it even says that, then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. So even in death, God has us. I don't know what death looks like. I've read death books. I've read what heaven's like to people who've experienced that. I don't know. All I know is this. God promised that He's there for us if we would just be faithful to Him, right? And He says, come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Trust in Him. Trust me. Learn of me. Walk with me. That's all God is asking us to do. And that also is to entrust our whole life into Him. And I'm going to share tonight about our family and some testimonies, but I'll just share one little tiny thing that happened this last week. And our family's going through a lot this last year. You probably wouldn't even know how, because we just trust God. I just pray to God, take care of this for my children, take care of this. Even in the impossible, there's no way. God, I believe there is a way, because through you there is a way. And there's a lot of things going on right now in my life. And so I take this literally, God. I'm not going to worry about my life. God has my life. God has my, what the things are, the situations. And I'm sure that everyone sitting in here has some too. And you're battling things as well. And if you aren't battling things, you will be. If you step out and become closer to the Lord, because it's the enemy's job to destroy, kill, and steal. That is his job. And he has to do it. Even if he knows that you're going to get he's going to get a black eye, he has to do it because that's what God's mandated. The enemy is very, very cunning and shrewd. And he wants to take us out. And he'll find your weaknesses to try and take you out. So fortify those with the Lord. Amen? But take no thought for your life, because God has your life. You're not going to die one moment. Even if you're in the terriblest accident, if it's not your time to go, you're not going to die. You don't have to worry about that. You need to pass that and let that go and just follow the Lord and do what He tells us to do. Go where He tells you to go. Dance with Him. Come with me. Do this. Do that. And I tell you, I promise you, I can't explain it, but it's a feeling of freshness, peace and calmness when you know that God's fighting your battles. and you don't have to carry it. He didn't make us to carry it. My daughter's a nurse, and she said, Mom, people are so overweighted by their worries and suffering and anxiety that it's just killing them, anxiety. And those are the things that God wants to take off of us. That's the yoke. He wants our yoke of anxiety, and we take on His yoke of peace and rest. But we're not doing that. We choose the opposite. So I implore you today, I am encouraging you to begin to rest in God. Come to Him. Put this scripture on your mirror. Write it in your bathroom mirror. Whatever. But take no thought for your life, because God cares about you. And in Matthew 6:25, it also says that take no thought for your life. Take no thought for anything, because as the lilies toil, so our God cares about you. And even the tiniest sparrow who doesn't store up food, God takes care of the sparrow. So who more are you, your creation? We were created. He cares about us. He'll take care of you. Try Him out. See if it doesn't happen. Another one is take heed to yourself. These are yokes. These are His yokes that He wants us to take. Take heed to yourself in how to give alms. That's in Matthew 6. What you hear and listen to, that's in Mark. The one in Mark, it says, then He said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Did you hear that? It's funny. It says, then He said to them, this is Jesus, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use what you hear, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. In other words, if we would learn to speak His word, listen to His word, do His word, more will be given. Do you want to grow in the Lord? Yes. So begin to learn more. Take this word at its word and learn. Another one is how you covet, Luke 12:15. Luke 12:15 says that, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. I saw there, someone said to me one time, there isn't a trailer of a motorcycle and a boat and all these things behind the hearses. That just isn't there. Possessions are not what's important. What's important is a soul. What's important is life. What's important is family. What's important is you. And God cares about you. Amen? Another one is how you forgive. You'll be forgiven as you forgive. Amen? That's in Luke 17:1-4. How you overload yourself. Here's one. How you overload yourself in eating, drinking, and the cares of this life. And that's in Luke 21:34. And it says here, but take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of God. We're all going to stand before the Lord. What's He going to say about you? What's He going to say about me? Amen? How you feel and care for your church. How you build Christ. That's another one. How you build Christ. How you use your liberty in Christ. Lest you fall. Lest you destroy each other. Lest you backslide. How you take suffering for your own faults. This one is in 1 Peter. 1 Peter 2:20 and 21, it says, for what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently, but when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in His steps. You will have suffering, but it's suffering that He's with you in it, because you're yoked to Him. If you take on His yoke, He's helping you. He's fighting your battles. We don't even have to fight our battles. And the last one is how you walk in light. But if we walk in the light as He is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. If you've asked the Lord in your heart and you've confessed with your mouth all of your sins, you have no more sins in you, you are saved. You need to believe that and receive it. And stop letting the enemy take you back to your past, because your past is gone. Stay forward, face forward, draw a line in the sand, step over it and say, I'm done with my past. I'm going forward. No more. Enemy, you're not going to play mind games with me. No more. No more. It's done. It's gone. Amen? And this is the neatest part about this whole thing. In verse 28 of Matthew 11, it says here, come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The things that we receive as believers, as we're taking on these things and learning more about Him in our Christian walk with Him, acquaintance with Christ and eternal life in John 17, 2 and 3. It's amazing. Relief from fatigue, verse 28. You don't have to be tired. Why are you tired? God said to come to me, I'll give you rest. Why are we forcibly taking it upon ourselves to worry about things? And even more than that, I'll say this. Why are you worrying about things that may never come? I did that. I do that. I worry about things yesterday's or tomorrow's, and they don't even come. 99% don't come. Relief from fatigue. And then another thing we receive as believers is relief from heavy burden. We should be just giving them to the Lord. And then our souls have rest forever. You can just rest in the Lord. Try it. It's awesome. That's in verse 28 and 29. And then this is a good one. We receive truth. We will receive wisdom and knowledge as we study God's word. It says to learn of me. Verse 29 of that. And then an easy yoke. We have an easy yoke. Jesus' yoke is easy. And a light burden. Psalms 55, 22. You will have a light burden in your life. Why are you so down? Put your confidence in the Lord. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. These are scriptures that you can take. These are golden nuggets. And I made a handout of this. And so as you leave, you can take the handout. It has all the scriptures. It has all the stuff I've shared with you. I want you to walk in victory. I want you guys to kick the devil in the teeth. And let's just take back. Let's take back what he has stolen. God says you can walk, 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 walk. I'll give you it. I walk, 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 walk and give it. I know the women, they do a Jericho march around this whole property. And they put stakes in the ground. And we're claiming this property for Christ. So I know the building is going to come whether the naysayers say it or not. It's going to come. And I'm believing, and I'm just crazy enough to believe that my God can move the mountain. How about you? I believe that God cares about you. And you're not here by accident today, and I'm not as funny as Pastor is. I can tell a joke, but I always tell it wrong. And I'm told that I try to talk, but I say the wrong words. And I just do. But in my heart of hearts, I love God's word. And God's word will not fail you, but my words would. And so that's why I just stay right with this, unless the Holy Spirit tells me to. And as John's coming, there's a song God wants you guys to hear, and it's called It Is Well. And as he's doing that, I want to read what I wrote here. This is from Holy Spirit. God says to come to him. We don't have to do this alone. He's there to carry the heavy load for us. I can imagine him right now saying, keep walking, daughter or son. You're almost there. Keep going. Keep going. I'll carry you. I'll be there for you. I'll be your cheerleader. Keep going. Keep going. Keep fighting. Keep walking. Keep walking because I have brought freedom to you. God has given us freedom from our past sins through his forgiveness. As we learn his way and walk in his steps with him, extending forgiveness toward others, there's a resurrection that will happen inside of you. And you know what it is? New life. New expectancy. Do you want to go higher with the Lord? Do something that you haven't done, because the word for insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result. It's not going to work. I mean, I can tell my dog, don't move, and my dog will move every time. But if I tell my dog, sit, my dog will sit. And so if you're trying to do the same thing and try and expect a different result, not going to work. You've got to do something different in order for some change. Amen? What a beautiful gift God gave us. He gave us the present. And He's given us a future. A plan, a future for you and me. And this song, It Is Well. This man who penned this song, he's a wealthy man. And he sent his family overseas to another place where he had established his wealth. But he couldn't go with them. So he sent them ahead. And this was in the days when we didn't have airplanes. We just had ships. And as they were going out, there was this terrible storm that showed up. And it killed his family. He lost his daughters. He lost his wife, everyone. But he still had to go later on because that's where his stuff was. And as he went to the area where they said that happened, he penned this song. And if we'll just take a little moment and just sit with Jesus, even if it's for 15 minutes, and just dance a rhythm with the Lord, He will touch your heart and He'll make your day so fresh if you just get in a routine. My grandson has a routine with his mommy. She prayed, give me a son that will love me. Give me a son that will honor me. And little Casey loves his mommy to her. And every morning he gets up and he goes in and he lays by her side just for a moment. And I heard my daughter even say it today while we were in praying. And she said, it's annoying at times because I want to get up. But she won't do that because that's important to him. And that starts his day off every day. In our day, we can do that with our Jesus. We just have to just sit quietly. I'm going to read it one more time, okay? And then I want you to sing this song. It says, are you tired? Are you wore out? Are you burned out on religion? We do not have religion. Our walk with the Lord is a personal relationship. It's a relational, it's not religion. Amen? Are you worn out? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't let anything heavy or ill-fitting on you unless you can bear it. But then even then I'll be with you. Keep company with me and learn to live freely. And that's in Matthew 11, 28 and 30. And I just want you to just rest a moment. It's okay to rest. It's okay to be quiet and silent. It's okay. And I want you just to really focus on the words of the song, the verses, the whole thing. And if you have it back there, Jeannie, it's the song It Is Well by Lauren Dangle. It Is Well. And I'll help you, but I probably cry, but I'll try.
It is well. Christ prevail. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin not in part, but the whole.
There it is right there.
Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well, it is well. Through the storm I am held. It is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well. God has won, Christ prevail. It is well, it is well with my soul.
Listen to this.
The Lord haste the day when my faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Christ prevail. It is well, it is well with my soul.
So are you tired and worn out, burn out? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll receive your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me, work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and learn to live freely and lightly. Jesus' call to rest and peace seems tailor-made for our generation today. This was written way back, but it's for us today. And in closing, he means this. There is an ease and enjoyment when we walk in his grace. There's a strong contrast to the struggle and strain if you're trying to do it in your own self-effort. So stop trying to do things. Stop trying to fix it. Stop trying to be the helicopter. But just trust God to take care of it. Trust God for your children. Trust God for your need. And he'll do it. Because it is well with my soul. How about you? And so, I just want to ask, is there anybody in the building today that wants prayer? Is there anyone in the building today who realizes that, you know, maybe I'm not trusting God. Maybe I am trying to do everything and fix it and trying to do things on my own effort. And I realize today that there's really a God who loves me. And he not only loved me, but he sent his son, Jesus Christ, for my sin, to redeem me and for me to have abundant life and more abundant. and a Holy Spirit to guide and direct me. And then one day, come for me. If that's you and you want to make a commitment to the Lord, I'll pray with you. And I have people who will pray with you. And I don't want you to leave this place not knowing that if the bus was to show up and Jesus said, get on, we're going home, I wouldn't want you to miss the bus. And maybe you did at one time ask the Lord to get on the bus, but you backslid, you got busy in the time and the world or whatever, and you want to make a commitment back to Him. His arms are open, and He's just asking you to let Him in. So if that's you today, I just pray that you would come forward. Not even raise your hand. Just come forward and we'll pray with you. We'll love on you. We'll encourage you. We'll walk beside you. Because isn't that what brothers and sisters do? Love each other. Encourage one another. And so if that's you, I invite you to come up here. If you have prayer with a